Welcome to the New and Improved Relationship Doctor podcast. I'm Dr. Rachel Vanderbilt, and I'm providing advice backed by relationship science research to help make your relationships healthier and happier. In today's episode, we'll discuss choice overload in online dating and why having too many options might not be so great. Using apps and online dating sites can be both an exciting and daunting experience. The next swipe or profile you look at might just be the person for you. But looking through so many profiles can also be overwhelming. It may seem counterintuitive, but too many choices may leave us less satisfied with the choices we ultimately make. We may feel that having more options means that we're eventually bound to find the perfect person. Ultimately, we should be feeling more confident about the decisions we make and the person we end up with, since we'll have seen and interacted with more less than perfect people. However, having more options may actually be more cognitively and emotionally taxing, leaving us unsatisfied in the end. This phenomenon is what researchers call the choice overload effect. This is when people feel less satisfied with the choices they ultimately make when presented with too many options up front. Originally, work on the choice overload effect was done in marketing and consumer behavior. For example, showing options for consumer products like jam or other things you can buy at a grocery store. They found that people are more satisfied with their choice when they have fewer options. For example, when they saw 6 types of jam instead of 25 types of jam. Researchers thought that a similar phenomenon might happen in online dating. In the world of online dating, swiping on an app has made it so that we treat potential dating partners like an item on the shelf. They have a personalized ad with a few taglines about who they are and a few pictures of what they have to offer you. In light of all my options today, which ad meets my needs? And this commodification of people has been called relation shopping, and it can be problematic. Researchers have found that individuals who are presented with more options are first more willing to change their mind. When people are just one profile in a sea of many other profiles, online daters are more likely to view potential partners as more replaceable. This may open the door to less positive dating behaviors, such as ghosting, when a potential partner doesn't meet expectations. And second, they may be less satisfied with their choices. We tend to idealize people when we meet online. We set lofty goals for finding our one true love, and with so many options, it feels inevitable that the person is just a few more swipes away. This opinion sets the stage for us to be less satisfied when we meet people in person and start talking to them. All partners have some flaws, and online dating can perpetuate the desire to find that perfect person, even though there's no such thing. Everybody has something. And third, they find that individuals who are presented with more options will sift through more profiles, but will spend less time looking at each one. Dating in person usually involves spending a little more time getting to know a person. Online dating gives you thousands of people in your area that you can mindlessly swipe through. And we start to depersonalize what should be a very personal process by treating people like just another option.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
So, individuals who are presented with a greater number of available potential partners report experiencing choice overload, which encompasses feelings of being distracted by the excessive number of potential partners available, being overwhelmed by the number of potential partners, and feeling that after seeing so many potential partners, they can barely process the information. So why are people less satisfied with their choice when they have more options? Well, researchers have considered 4 explanations for this with regard to dating. First is regret. After swiping through so many options and maybe having some fizzled out conversations with a few people, we may start to feel regret over previous choices we've made. This can make us feel less enthusiastic about continuing in our search for love online. Second is the cognitive burden of so many choices. Swiping and looking through many profiles takes a lot of time and energy to think about and compare your options, which potentially leads to frustration and being less satisfied when you do make a choice. Third is having to justify your choice. For instance, having to explain your partner choice compared to other potential partners you could have introduced your family and friends to may be overwhelming, or others may think you could have made a better choice. And fourth and finally is counterfactual thinking, otherwise known as that what-if type of thinking. After you choose someone and commit to them, whether that be a single date or something more long-term, you may have to consider your alternatives, the other potential partners waiting for you online. Thinking about different partners you could have been seeing instead may lead you to be less satisfied with your current partner because you believe there are better options out there for you. So what does this mean for how you approach online dating? If you're really serious about finding a long-term partner, you may want to consider reducing your choices, either through filters on the site or app you're using, such as reducing your location radius or age bracket, or selecting a site or app that does some of that reduction for you through their algorithm. Consider swiping in small stints to avoid being dismissive of your options. Give yourself permission to not make swiping a game. Treat each person as a potential new partner and try giving people a chance. Be patient and remember that there is no such thing as a person who is perfect. Relationship Doctor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. This episode was co-written by Dr. Mimi Brinberg. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Follow Relationship Doctor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at relationshipdoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 813-397-8165. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. That's all for this episode, and thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.